You had some success with the beachfront legislation, that going on to the governor. Tell us quickly about that.
Yeah, we did. I had worked on that a little bit when I was in the House, and they did not want the UP included in that piece of legislation back then, and so this was just going back and trying to fix something that I thought was wrong back then, and we were successful. We engaged with the people up here, Walt, with that video conferencing, and I think that made all the difference in the world when the department really put a face to the names up here, and they started telling the stories of what they've been dealing with. That's when the department really turned the corner, and we had them on our side, and then you see the results. We got it done.
Now, this is beachfront grooming legislation, and I guess in a nutshell, for those that are beachfront property owners, what does it mean for them now?
Well, it means you got to have a sandy beach. One of the agreements that we got from the department was there was clearly a difference between a true wetland and just a normal sandy beach, and so we established that. But now you can level your sand, you can mow the grass, you can take care of the vegetation, and you don't need a DEQ permit. We banned or got rid of the DEQ permit. It just made no sense. You got to have Army Corps, DEQ. It just didn't make sense to have to go through all that. So we got rid of those things. And you can use mechanical devices to do it. That was another thing that was, you know, they had stipulated before that you couldn't use any mechanical. So all of those things, I think, are going to play a key role in helping people keep their beaches up. One of the things that was a problem was Traverse City area, the Department of Natural Resources, has a beach along there, a state park along the shoreline. And they go out there with tractors and mechanical grooming all the time and keep their beaches looking great. And then here we are, citizens with sandy beaches, and can't clean our beaches. So I think we just added some common sense.
It seems like it was some, you know, unnecessary regulation in that particular case, where I think a lot of beachfront owners, because they have beachfront property, are very respectful of it and want to keep it up.
That's an excellent point, Walt, because that's the one thing I think that's missing is we don't trust the people anymore. We've gotten to the point where only the government knows best about these type of things, and I think most beachfront owners don't want to ruin anything. They just want to make sure that their beaches are nice and clean and look nice.
It's also in the news this morning that it looks like for the state, the Duck Lake fire is going to cost about $3.5 million, according to one report. And that means that the $12.5 million firefighting budget for the year may be exceeded because of all the other smaller fires and everything that have been going on. You're actively involved right now in trying to get some resolutions, obviously, to the federal government to get some federal funding to help out with that. What's the latest on that?
Well, we're hoping for the best there. You know, we don't ask FEMA very often up here for anything. Usually we're pretty self-sufficient, but this was extreme. It was an abnormal situation, and I don't think fair to the department not to get some help. But we've stepped up initially, the state has, and we did appropriate $3.5 million, and that got approved. But the hope now is that the feds, FEMA, will step in and help at least offset some of that. Because clearly, I went over to see it, Walt, and this isn't just your typical grass fire. This was a major forest fire.
And it ended up with having quite a price tag to have to put that out. But, I mean, it seems like as you mentioned, we are fairly sufficient with that. We talked with Congressman Benishek the other day on the program here as well, that seems like he'll do what he can to help out with the process of getting that done. But really, again, here we go with another bureaucratic process that hopefully can be expedited. I mean, and what can you do on a state level to help that out?
Yeah, all we can do is send a signal that we have statewide support, which we did. The resolution passed overwhelmingly, which is a signal to let them know that the state is asking for help across the board. It's not just an individual like myself or somebody. It was a team effort, and everybody came together. And so hopefully that's something that means something when they see it.
We're speaking with State Senator Tom Casperson this morning, and Tom, I'll kind of touch on a couple of things that are going on in Lansing there. I'm watching some of the things that have come out of the House of late with some of the controversial legislation there, and I'm not really wanting to get into what side of the aisle or whatever with issues like the abortions fundings and those discussions, but as we're watching this stuff coming out of the House right now, you're a veteran of the House, are we seeing things just happening right now as we're going into into the election cycle? Because I know the Senate seems to be pretty clear on some of these issues. You guys aren't going to even take this up till the fall, but some things are moving through the House really quick. What's going on over there in the other chamber?
Well, some of it is because some of the guys over in the Senate as well want to move some of this stuff, because the governor, when he addressed us in our respective caucuses, he said the same thing, having talked to Ed McBroom about it. And that was, in the beginning, he didn't want us to get pulled down into these debates with gun issues and some of the abortion issues and the things that people really are emotional and passionate about. He wanted us to give him some time to work, get the economy turned around, and get this thing stabilized with our budgets, because that was weighing pretty heavy on us, and we knew it was going to take some heavy lifting to do that. So there was an agreement not to push the issue or the envelope, but some of the members have felt like we did what the governor asked as far as those issues were concerned. We didn't make an issue out of them right away, and now you're almost through an entire election cycle, or the season, if you will, or legislative session, and we haven't really done a whole lot of those things. So I think some of the guys in the House are probably chomping at the bit because they believe in it, they're passionate about it, and they don't want to leave head into another election cycle with not having done something.
Is it risky?
A lot of guys campaigned on it.
Is it risky, though, for them to be trying to move some hot button topics through quickly like that? Could that backfire, in your opinion?
Yeah, if it's pushed too hard and too quick, yeah, absolutely. Because we've seen a little bit of that in the last year and a half with some other stuff that's been moved pretty hard and fast. And it's not that the issue's wrong, it's just people get the wrong impression when they see it moving real fast and just kind of almost down your throat type move.